Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
You know, whether your goal is to live longer, which some of my listeners, that is definitely a goal for theirs, or maybe your goal is just to live healthier, one of the things that we all have to do then, regardless of which one of those groups you fall in, or maybe both of those groups, we have to slow down the aging process. We have to, I'm kind of moving personally, you know, I work for Life Extension, a longevity company, and for me personally, I'm moving away from the phrase anti-aging. And I'm starting to use the word or the phrase age management, because that's really what I think I do for a lot of my listeners, Life Extension members, my own family, myself. It's really about managing the aging process. And for me, the focus is mostly on the cell level. And we've identified probably several reasons a cell, just a specific cell in your body, some cell floating around, or maybe in an organ like the liver, whatever, why that cell ages. We've developed several theories why there is aging within that cell. But what I want to cover with you today are probably the top five. And I really do believe that if we address these five theories, for me, they're really not theories. I still have to say that because none of this stuff is conclusive yet, but... So maybe what I'm going to use for the rest of this segment is going to be the word mechanism. These are five major mechanisms of cellular aging, and so if living longer is your goal, living healthier is your goal, or a combination of that, we really do have to address these cellular aging mechanisms. We have to manage them better, and that's going to get us to our goals. So I want to cover with you, again, the five major mechanisms. And the first one, in my opinion, in order of importance. The first one is your hormones. You have to restore a more youthful profile of hormones in your body. Why? Well, okay, so the brain is really smart, right? I mean, it controls everything. Muscle movement, thought, memory, recall, cognition, all that kind of stuff. So your brain is really smart. It's critical, obviously. But your brain needs help. See, your brain knows what it needs to do. It needs to run the immune system. It needs to run the cardiovascular system. It needs to coordinate muscle movement, thought, all that kind of stuff. How does it do that? Well, it does that with these messengers called hormones. Your brain talks to the rest of your body. And even the brain talks to itself, often with hormones. When you're young and you're growing, you have tons of hormones. When you're in your 20s or 30s, you're swimming in hormones. Come on, think back. I mean, if you're in your 20s and 30s, awesome. For those of us who are beyond that now, think back to those decades. Man, you felt good. For the most part, you slept well. You ate well. I mean, even if you didn't eat well, you still were feeling good, because one of the key reasons would be you had a lot of hormones. I really do believe that. So, but as we get older, you know, when you get from your 30s to 40s, 50s to 60s, you definitely are going to see a drop in all of these key messengers we call hormones. So first thing, I think it's important, even starting maybe in your 30s, to start testing your hormones. Definitely test pregnenolone, progesterone, testosterone, estrogens, DHEA, and thyroid. I mean, I think that there's others out there, obviously, but I think those are really the key hormones that all of us should know. I was just at a lecture, as a matter of fact, and I was giving the lecture. And it was on personalizing medicine, and I asked about, I asked people in the audience, how many people know their cholesterol level? And like, everybody raises their hand. Okay, fine, whatever. I asked then, well, how many people know their vitamin D level? Everybody, maybe about half raised their hand. And then I got down, well, how many people know their pregnenolone level? How many know their actual testosterone level? And very few people raised their hand, and I think that's not good. I do believe that knowing where your hormones are and knowing how to reestablish, replenish more youthful levels is a huge first step in managing the cellular aging process. and it's going to help you to get your goals, whether that's living longer, looking better, or just being more healthy overall. So get tested and start replacing those hormones. That's number one. Number two, the second major mechanism of why we age, or why the cells age, is oxidative stress. And let me explain that. This is a hard concept, so I'm going to really just break it down simple. I'm going to oversimplify because I have to because of time, okay? So bear with me. But here's the gist of it. There are chemical compounds that your body makes, that we make in chemical labs and put in industrial products. There are these chemical compounds in air, water, food. And these compounds usually are oxygen-based chemicals, and they are highly reactive. What that means is when they get into your body, these oxidative chemicals will bind to proteins and fats on cell surfaces and damage those cells, those cell structures. So that's why antioxidants are so important. And, you know, it's interesting. Antioxidants are basically martyrs. Yeah, when you take an antioxidant in, like say just vitamin C, what is it really doing? Well, vitamin C may be a bad example because it does tons of stuff in your body, but we'll just stick with it. Vitamin C, classic antioxidant. One of the jobs it does when it goes into your body is it sacrifices itself. All of these oxygen-based compounds we call free radicals or oxidative chemicals that are very damaging. Instead of attacking your cells, it attacks the vitamin C. Antioxidants. They counter the highly reactive oxygen species that are all over our environment today. Toxins, food, preservatives, all of these types of chemicals can be very oxidative and cause problems. So antioxidants are important. You can go online, you can Google what's called the ORAC table, O-R-A-C. This is a table that lists all the most potent antioxidants. Personally, I love pomegranate, red grapes, kiwi, blood oranges, melons. The deeper, the darker fruit or vegetable, the more powerful the antioxidants within that food source. Notice most of my favorite antioxidants come from fruits. It's true. I mean, I enjoy vegetables. I don't eat near enough of them. So make sure you get a nice, good variety of deep, dark-colored fruits and vegetables. Get those antioxidants. Number three, we got to ease chronic inflammation. Inflammation is necessary to life, but as we get older, we tend to have too much of it. We don't control it. Inflammation is a process to where your body is able to respond to an issue, an infection, whatever it is. Inflammation brings in these fighting immune cells, these tissue-destroying cells to fight off the bacteria. But once the issue has been resolved, those cells need to get out of there. And when we don't pull them back and they just kind of smolder around, they just sit around, that's called chronic inflammation, and they can cause damage to healthy tissue. So we need to ease chronic inflammation. Some of my best, how often do I talk about omega-3s? One of the best ways to ease inflammation, Boswellia. It's a medicinal plant from the Mediterranean. Awesome. Boswellia has some very strong compounds in it. Curcumin. All very good for easing inflammation. Number four, we have to preserve cell energy. If you can't make cell energy, you're not going to live very long. You need CoQ10, which is one of the key foundational supplements to improve the overall energy production in your cells. And number five, we need to reverse the biological clock. Right, these are the telomeres on the ends of your chromosomes. Every time a cell divides, the chromosome gets smaller. At some point, the cell will kill itself because it's divided too much. There's too many chances of mutations now. So we can reverse that biological clock with things like resveratrol, even kiwi, oranges. So there you go. Five mechanisms of aging. I really think that's the key to living healthier longer. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.